BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here, and we are at the Edinburgh Festival. It's so good to be back. You right, Chris?
Yeah. It is so good to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole city is buzzing. So far on the streets this morning, because you get flyered everywhere you go, and there are hundreds and hundreds of shows in all sorts of different venues, from like someone's living room, there's a show on a bus over there, to the biggest theatres in Edinburgh. Every single place has a show on. I've been offered tickets to see Daniel Sloss, he's very funny, Sean Walsh, the musical that Michelle McManus is putting on, and also I just seen a poster for Russell Grant. Is he off of astrology? He's doing a show called Strictly Edinburgh because he was on Strictly Come Dancing.
It's the way they hand out flyers here as well. It's very different to when you walk down the strip in Malia or Cavos, where generally you just get hassled. There's very little entertainment with it. They're just there to con you. With this, there's a very different feeling. When they give you the flyers, they sort of make a show out of it. So when they're advertising their shows through flyering, they'll say, like, do you want to come along to the show? But then they'll perform a little bit of the show often. Which makes getting flyered just a bit more pleasurable than normal.
Yeah, everything's a performance.
Mm.
So we're here to be part of the show tonight with Alice Levine, live from Edinburgh. It's just a lot of comedy tonight, really good comedy. She's going to showcase the best in stand-up from the most exciting performers in Edinburgh this year. And it does feature a very special performance from us and the actor Matthew Lewis. Just seen him outside, actually, and
he seems unsure.
Yeah, but
not in a bad way. He's up for it, but he seems unsure what he's doing. As am I.
Well, that's because no one knows what we're actually doing.
Good point.
Only I know. So it's going to be live and uncut, and it's too hot for daytime. So it's tonight on the BBC Red Button, and also on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, and via bbc.co.uk/radio1. So you can watch it in lots of ways tonight. Loads of amazing new comics. And we've got a 10-minute slot with Matt Lewis, who has been in Bluestone for 2 recently, and obviously is Neville Longbottom off of Harry Potter.
Are we planning on rehearsing this at all before the show, or are we just going for it?
I think maybe once or twice we should.
Right.
So what will happen after the show is me and Chris are doing a weird thing where you interview me.
It just feels like there's so much that we're doing today.
Yeah, so we're doing the show. Then it's I'm in conversation with you. Think Piers Morgan's life stories. Mm. Chris is interviewing.
Piers Morgan.
Chris is interviewing me. And then we'll rehearse probably for like an hour with Matthew Lewis, and then we're on at 10 o'clock tonight.
Right,
that's
okay.
The plan.
Good day.
All right, so let's Radio 1's track of the day. Follow up to Nobody to Love, no pressure. This is Sigma with Paloma Faith.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So that's a bit good, isn't it? Sigma and Paloma Faith. Obviously, Nobody to Love was number one. Annie Mack had the first play of that track when Sigma dropped by to give her a huge special delivery a few weeks ago.
What were you saying about this song? Were you dubious about how good it was going to be? Be honest.
Right, here's the thing. It's going to be hard to top Nobody to Love.
Mm.
I met them recently and I was like, how are you feeling about the follow-up? I'd be scared if I was you. I did actually say that, because what do you do? It's like an anthem.
I think this is wicked, though. I think it's great montage music.
Definitely. So they've remixed in the past for Eric Prydz and Stylo G and Ellie Goulding. They are Sigma. That track is out on the 14th of September and it's called Changing. I also want to say thank you to Joe and Cameron, who are Sigma. When I met them, they gave me a T-shirt, which I haven't worn yet, which says Rude Boy on it. I can't see a point where I'm ever going to wear that.
See, I thought Sigma was one person. So I feel really awkward because I used to tweet Sigma quite a lot.
Oh, no.
Just because I was, like, a big fan. So I was tweeting them going, yeah, I really like your song. And I got a reply. But then I was like, oh, thanks, mate. But now I don't know who I was talking to.
It's two people, yeah. We had this problem with Aluna George, didn't we?
Yes.
Back in the day.
I wasn't aware it was Aluna and George.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. We're live from the Edinburgh Festival, and that is Rixton with me and my broken heart. We had a long train journey to Edinburgh yesterday. We're all getting a little bit tired.
I was really enjoying time with you. What are you saying?
A little bit fed up with each other towards the end of the 5-hour journey. Best quote from the train journey, though, from my friend Chris here. Scott, you're a fan of Rixton. I'm a fan of Rick Stein.
Nothing wrong with that.
The chef there. You've actually downloaded on your generic tablet episodes of Rick Stein going around India tasting people's curries.
Do you know what it is? I was just flicking through the iPlayer and came across this Rick Stein fella. I think he's brilliant.
But all that happens is like, hello, can I try your curry?
That's
delicious. Hi, can I have a bit of that rice? Lovely. That's it.
But you know, that's the difference between me and you, because I watch those shows and all he's doing is going around eating curries. I think that's a legendary thing to do. But when he does it...
You watched it for 3 hours.
Yeah, but you're different than me. There's something in my brain which makes me think that even though I'm not eating it, it sort of does something extra.
I don't get it.
But you don't like watching cookery shows
No.
for the same reason, right?
No, not at all. Anyway, that was Rickston and not Rick Stein on BBC Radio 1. If you're about in Edinburgh, by the way, stay listening after 2 o'clock if you want to come to our Too Hot for Daytime show tonight, part of Alice Levine's show from 10 p.m. Obviously, you can watch it on the red button, but if you are in and around Edinburgh, don't run, but I'll tell you where you can get tickets. And that would be just after 2 o'clock. There's actually quite a lot of people tweeting saying that they're waiting in the kind of BBC area here on Potter Row as well. So, hello, if that's you down there. We will tell you where to go. Chris and Matt Lewis will be giving out the tickets, free tickets, and I'll tell you where just after two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. We are in our radio studio high up in a porter cabin, green porter cabin on Potter Row in Edinburgh, which does sway slightly in the wind, thanks to Hurricane Bertha.
Shout out.
Shout out to Bertha there. I feel safe, though.
It's all fine, yes.
Absolutely
yes.
Fine. And Matthew Lewis is here. Hi, Matt.
Hiya.
Thanks so much for agreeing to be in our late night show tonight. You'll know Matt from Bluestone 4-2 and also, obviously, Harry Potter. Welcome to the Edinburgh Festival.
Thank you very much.
Have you been here before?
Yeah, I came about 5 years ago now.
Right. What did you see?
We saw all kinds of stuff. The highlight of it, obviously, was Mr. Methane. As
Mr. Methane.
Just
5 years ago was our first Edinburgh Festival, like almost to the day, and we put on a musical called Scott Mills the Musical. Tongue-in-cheek, obviously. But Mr. Methane, I remember, was doing the rounds that year as well. If you're not aware of him, he was on our show quite a few times. His act is basically farting.
He made you so ill you had to leave the studio.
Yes, what had happened was he came into the studio and I remember what it was now. He just farted the EastEnders theme tune. But he had apologised to me before because he'd just been to Scandinavia. So he's like, sorry, they smell a bed of herrings.
Oh my God.
And then I actually had to leave because it was so gross. Yeah.
Is Mr. Methane still going, do we know?
I think he's probably still taking bookings. I don't know if he's got an Edinburgh show. Stuff.
And that's your last in memory of the Edinburgh Festival Day.
Yeah, ever since then, I can't wait to get back. So,
How would you say you're feeling, Matt, about tonight's performance with us?
There's
scared, nervous, excited, not bothered.
Absolutely, I'm very, very intrigued at the same time. Mm. But yeah, we'll see.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't know anything about it either.
Okay,
it's very much Scott's project, and he's kept me out of it.
How much would you both like to know, or would you like it to be a surprise on the night? I mean, we're doing a show tonight, which is on the red button. We can block it through and we can rehearse it, but maybe I don't want to show you the script until the last minute.
I think leave the script to the last minute.
Yeah, I agree. I think. Let's leave the surprise.
Yeah? Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we'll do is maybe we'll just kind of like go through our positions and where we're going to stand and sit. I've got all sorts of props arriving. but then maybe on the night, on the performance, is when you see the actual real script.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've told you already, Matt, on the phone last week that it's based on fan fiction.
Yeah.
And you said that you've never dared to read any about yourself.
No.
What are you worried you might find?
I don't know, actually. I've always sort of had that idea that your imagination's a lot worse than whatever someone could create, but I'm not sure it's going to be correct this time. So I don't know what's going to be in there.
There is a lot out there about you online.
And I don't know how your mind works. I don't know what you would have picked out. I'm you know.
Yeah, these are my concerns, because I do know your mind.
It's absolutely fine.
Right.
I mean, everyone will walk away with a career. It's all good. Now, at the height of all that Harry Potter madness, what was the weirdest kind of experience you had with a fan? Like, even if you didn't meet them, like any kind of correspondence or thing that you got sent?
At one time in New York, we were at this like a Harry Potter event, meeting fans and stuff, and my parents were there, and a guy who must have been about 50 years old, he took my parents aside and just said, Are you his parents? And he was very breathless, which was quite odd. And my mum said, yeah. And he literally sort of just touched her on the stomach, went, thank you for giving birth to him.
Oh, my God.
And that's intense.
That sort of set the alarm bells going with my father in particular.
Yeah. Okay, bye, thanks. Yeah. But, of course, you smiled and went, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were saying on the show the other day, it's fair to say, Matt, you have blossomed in recent years.
Very charming, thank you, I think.
Why does that sound mildly offensive?
No, I mean, it's good. It's like, I mean, we're not talking about the past, we're talking about now, aren't we?
I guess so,
So not offensive. E! Online have described Matt as the new Ryan Gosling due to a photo shoot that he did recently. Chris is hoping this. He's not a fan of Gosling. It's hoping the same is going to happen to him, and that one day he will just wake up better looking.
Why aren't you a fan of Gosling?
Oh, God, it's a long story.
I've actually got nothing against him.
Yeah.
He could play it down slightly.
Okay.
Basically, he doesn't like all the attention that he gets, and the fact that girls just throw themselves at him at every opportunity.
What about when he stopped that mugger in New York? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, fair play.
Basically, he's perfect, and there's nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
Have you seen in California now? There's a toilet. Did I send it to you?
No.
Just to annoy you. There's a toilet where girls turn up, and it's just pictures of Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's so weird.
And they queue for it for hours just to be kind of near him. I think he's visited it once. But there's an actual toilet in California in a restaurant, and there are people queuing up just to go in there because it's just plastered with Ryan Gosling and stuff. So what advice would you give to Chris? Because, I mean, was it a conscious move or did it just happen? See, I think Calvin Harris just woke up one day and was like, oh, my God, I'm really good looking now.
Mm. So this is weird. So Scott's asking you for advice on how to make me better looking.
I see. I don't think you need to look any better looking, Chris.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
Okay. Should we move on from this? Because it's a bit awkward.
Yes.
So tonight you can watch us at 10 o'clock. We're going to be on the BBC Red Button, also on the Radio 1 YouTube channel and the website. It is going to be too rude for daytime. So if you're easily offended, please don't watch. Well, that'll make more people watch.
Is it going to be as awkward as that little exchange just there?
Worse, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see the scripts to the last minute, which I'm enjoying.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll talk a bit more about the fan fiction and maybe what you can expect after this from the script.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Coming up next is Jason Derulo. I'm here with Matthew Lewis, the actor who's going to be part of our Edinburgh show tonight. For some reason, he's agreed to it, but it's fantastic.
Legend.
I know. Adam and Laura and Kelly and Jack are all very excited and will be watching on the BBC Red Button at 10 o'clock tonight. It's exciting, right?
It's ominously exciting, yeah.
Nothing to worry about. I've got a few props. There is kind of a backdrop as well, just to let you know.
All right.
But I don't want to let too much in, you in on too much until we do. Well, I'll let you in a little bit on the rehearsal, but then the final script, which I have written a script. But I don't want you to see it until we actually go live tonight.
Yeah.
Because I think that makes it a bit more exciting. So we're talking about fan fiction. Obviously, it's written by loads of people, thousands and thousands of people across the world. And a lot of high-profile people get it written about them. So, for instance, I mean, there is millions and millions and millions of fan fiction stories about One Direction.
Yeah.
There's one I saw, which is a bit weird, last week, where they're imagining an interview that I did with One Direction. You can just let your imagination run wild. We found this one about Chris and Mila Kunis's interview.
Yes.
This was in a little subsection called Burrito Fic.
There's burrito fiction.
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah. And this is it.
Hey, Mila. Wait up, Mila. Chris tried to catch up to Mila. Oh, hey, Chris. Nice interview, by the way. Nice and awkward at that. He, she giggled. So, I was wondering, want to take up my offer to go to the pub, he asked. How about we get a burrito instead, she asked. I'm in the mood for Mexican. So they went to Chipotle and had three burritos each. Maybe overdoing it. They didn't think so. And so they got a hotel room because they mutually love burritos with all of their hearts. And then they had it off.
Bit of fan fiction there. Over three burritos and having it off.
I obviously heard that last week, and I've been thinking about it over the weekend. I've not been able to get it out of my mind. Is there some history to it then?
No, it's nothing to do with me. I haven't written it.
There was an interview that he did with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But no, the rest of it is just, the thing, you see, you can just make it up from wherever.
You
can do whatever you want with your mind.
Mm. I mean, it's not the most flowery of fan fiction.
I mean, there's a lot worse.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And better, you know.
Yeah.
So how long are you here in Edinburgh for, Matt?
I'm going on tomorrow, but I've got an open return, so we're going to have Let's see what's on.
So you're going to get involved now, go see some shows?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
So what, today and tomorrow? Just wandering around.
Yeah, we've got a bit of time.
Do people come up to you a lot?
We had a few on the Royal Mile, which is quite cool. There's a few people we'd chat to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple of selfies?
Yeah, plenty of that seems to be the new thing nowadays.
Oh,
everyone,
yeah.
Everyone, no one wants pictures anymore.
We got, last week, we've left them in the hotel, actually. It's a bit annoying because we could have done with them today. We've got these selfie sticks now.
Oh, yeah.
Massive in Asia. Have you seen
yeah,
them?
Have, yeah.
They're really good. Apart from how do you take the picture?
Yeah, good shout.
Because some of them, the more expensive ones, do actually have
a clicker on it.
A clicker, so you can like take the picture. But the ones we've got might be a bit cheaper than that, probably about fiver. So it extends, and it's fine. You can take, you can like put the phone out on the thing. But then, how do you take the picture? You still have to use your arm.
Yeah, you need to ask someone to press the button.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they might as well have just taken player. A picture in the first place. But
do you know any plans on what you're going to see yet while you're here?
Not at all. We just got here about an hour ago,
right.
So I've not even got a program yet. So. Hopefully I'll get to pick something up and just walk down the Royal Mile, pick up some flyers.
Go see some free stuff. Go just look around.
Well, Mr. Methane was free all those years ago, so you know that there's gold to be mined there.
Yeah, there really is. What was it? We'll talk a bit about this in a minute, but what did you go and see earlier?
Oh, do you know what? I took a wrong turn trying to get to the studio bit here and went down, it looked kind of like a bit of a dodgy road, but actually went past this guy who was handing out flyers and it was to his own show. So I took one of these flyers. I was actually, you know what? I might as well go give it a look. So went to have a look. It was Banter at Brunch.
Brilliant.
But you know what? There was three of us in there, and that's kind of the beauty of it.
All three had a lovely time.
Was there banter?
There was banter. It was good. It was good fun.
Didn't he do a thing of like, even obviously he's written the thing already, but he's like, anyone here from Australia?
Yeah.
Anyone here from Spain?
Yeah.
It's like, mate, there's three people in here. Like, cut that out of the receipt.
It was a tricky start.
One was an Aussie. A Spaniard and yourself. That would have been amazing.
Well, he just he did his own intro and then he ran on stage going, make some noise. And there's three of us there. I'm like, all right.
It was him and an old couple from Somerset.
Yeah.
Was it actually?
It was.
But that's brilliant. See, some shows sell out. Some people, you know, they're struggling a bit. But that's the beauty of Edinburgh.
Mm, as you said, there's gold to be mined.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to go find it.
Okay. So if you're in the Edinburgh area, after 2 o'clock, we'll tell you where you can go to get free tickets for our late night show tonight. Matt and Chris are going to be somewhere in Edinburgh. Don't run with scissors. But after 2 o'clock, we'll tell you exactly where you go to get these free tickets, a limited amount for tonight. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills at the Edinburgh Festival, live on BBC Radio 1. Okay, it's 12 minutes past two. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good. So you've left the studio. Tell me where you are and what you can see.
Okay, so me and Matthew are in, it looks almost a bit like a burger van.
Yeah.
And it's in the sort of the BBC bit on Potter Row in the centre of town. And we're just going to give away loads and loads of these tickets for tonight.
Yeah, so we've got tickets done on a first come, first serve basis. We've got 330 available. So, come down.
I mean, it's quite weird. Wouldn't you say it is a bit like sort of a burger van looking thing here?
It is.
It's literally a burger van. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have the facilities to provide burgers, but it does look identical to a burger van.
Right, so from 10 o'clock tonight, Alice Levine is going to be live from Edinburgh, right next to us, and it's a comedy festival this evening, showcasing the best in stand-up from Edinburgh and the festival's most exciting performers who are here this year. Everyone's got a show on. We've got the best of them tonight. Also, we'll feature a very special performance from us and actor Matthew Lewis, who's with Chris now in the burger van. It's live, it's uncut, and it's too rude for daytime. You can watch it tonight on the Red Button Live, the YouTube channel, and via bbc.co.uk/radio1. So if you would like to be part of the audience for Alice's comedy show in Edinburgh this evening, and you are free tonight from 9:30, you've got to be free from 9:30, head to the BBC site at Potter Row now. You'll see a big blue tent. It's on the corner of Marshall Street. And you will see Chris and Matt in a big silver trailer that looks like a burger van.
It's quite weird because crowds are gathering quite quickly now. There's loads of people listening on their radios. In fact, there's a rush on.
Is there a rush now?
Yeah, we're going to have to start handing these out.
We've
got some help. Right, so are you guys... I take it you want tickets for the show tonight, right? Yep, it's on, Scott. There's loads of people...
They don't sound particularly excited.
...running here very carefully. Are we all excited for tonight's show?
Yeah!
Oh, you got a crowd now?
Yeah, it's getting a bit out of control. It's like 28 days later out here. It's insane.
So it's one ticket per person. You must be 18 years or over to attend tonight's show. It is a first-come, first-served basis. We have 330 available. Please don't run. Get yourself down here safely. But come and get your tickets now on the corner of Potter Row and Marshall Street in the big burger van like silver trailer.
This is great.
That's where Chris and Matt are right now. One ticket per person if you want to be part of the free audience for tonight. How many people would you say now?
Oh my god, there's already a queue kind of stretching down the road slightly.
No, there isn't.
Ridiculous. There's loads of people. In fact, do you know what? We've got someone here who I think's got the first ticket. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, are you excited for tonight?
I am, yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Matthew Lewis.
Hello, nice to meet you, man.
How are you doing?
Not bad.
I love this.
Do you like that we're just hanging out a burger van?
Yeah, it's pretty... When you said a burger van, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah. It's going to be good tonight. There's a lot of excited people here. Selfies are on now.
Right, I'm going to actually come out of my little Porter Cabin studio and see if there is a queue.
Yep, come down. Right. Come on down.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
All right, see you in a minute. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills, I have now joined Chris and Matthew Lewis in the caravan. I feel like I'm... Do you feel like you're in a goldfish bowl a little bit?
I'm quite enjoying it, actually.
Oh, yeah. The selfies are on, aren't they?
Yeah, selfies are really on. And what's quite weird is, especially when you're doing your radio thing here, hello, this is Scott on Radio 1, and just loads of people in front of us here taking photos. It's good. You've just missed the bit. There was a massive rush on. It seems to be coming in waves here now.
So still plenty of tickets left. No, actually, there is quite a crowd of people.
We've given away loads.
Have we?
How many more are left?
Okay. Yeah, we've got a few. So if you want to come down, we're in the silver burger van. If you're in the Edinburgh area, this is weird, on Potter Row. It's times like this, you realise this is actually going out on the radio every day because there's people actually running now to see us.
Yeah. Yeah. This is good. Are you enjoying this, Matt?
Yeah, I think you should do all your broadcasts like this.
What, from a burger van?
This silver bullet at BBC in London. You should do it all from there.
It's a different experience. If you want to come down Potter Row in the silver van, there's people actually panting because they've either cycled really fast or run to get here.
But very carefully.
But of course, very carefully and not with scissors.
There was a chap earlier who came, but he just wanted general information about the BBC. We couldn't.
Did you give him some?
He wanted this and we're saying, no, this is about the show. He's like, oh, so it's not about the BBC then? Like, no, never mind.
Oh, do they just think this is an information area?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi there.
What's your name?
Phil.
You look out of breath, Phil.
Yeah, I just came on my bike.
Did you? Where from?
The office just around the corner by the grass market.
Okay, so have you got your wristband for tonight?
Yeah, sure do.
Are you looking forward to seeing this man, Matthew Lewis, like you've never seen him before?
Yeah, not even heard of him actually, but...
Okay, well, enjoy the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There's loads of comedians on as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so it's Alice Levine's show, 10 o'clock tonight. He's gone now on the BBC Red Button.
Rubbish.
Now that he's gone, why would you say that? You're just right there.
And he just cycled all the way here to tell it to me to my face. That's so kind of him.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
But give me a wristband.
Literally staring you in the face. To be honest, I've never heard of him. That was amazing.
It's good radio.
Oh, dear. The Scott Mills Daily. We're at the Edinburgh Festival in our small porter cabin, which is green, on Potter Row. Good work on giving out the tickets there, Chris.
Well, we gave out loads and loads and loads. There's a few left.
Okay.
If people want to head that way.
In the silver van on Potter Row. Sean Walsh is there. Hi, Sean.
Hello, mate.
He's just been, giving out information to old ladies, mostly, who they didn't realise there was a ticket giveaway on for tonight's show. Mm. So where did you tell this old woman to go?
Oh, so this nice old lady came up and said, do you know the way to the Pleasance Theatre? And I thought I did, so I pointed in one direction.
She's gone completely the wrong way.
A member of staff said, actually, it is completely the opposite way.
Brilliant.
But it's fine.
So that was good. It was like you were kind of like in the information tent as well. It was quite good.
It was a mixture of people, because there was loads of people really excited about seeing Matt Lewis and getting the tickets for tonight's show. But then there were people queuing for directions.
Yeah.
Complaints, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So you two obviously know each other already because of Virtually Famous on E4.
Can I just, just go back to people coming up to you and asking you questions. I don't like that and I avoid that. And obviously what a lot of people do now is get out their phone to avoid like sort of an acquaintance coming towards them. Mm. And I was outside Shepherd's Bush train station and I could see a charity mugger sort of coming towards me, you know, cartwheeling like they do.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten my phone. So what I did is I genuinely pretended to be on hands-free.
Did you?
I just spoke to myself, going, yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Sorry, I'm late. Just moving my hand. Always works. So you don't even need a phone anymore.
That's
just
brilliant.
Be on hands-free.
Just talk to yourself.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So, Sean, you've got your own show here in Edinburgh.
Yes.
It's based around you turning 28.
Yes.
And the kind of change in your life.
Exactly, yeah. I've moved in with my girlfriend, so I've obviously... I've had to adapt, you know. I can't be the bloke I was.
Okay, what has changed mostly?
What's changed? Mm. Well, I have to be tidy.
Yeah.
No, you have to sort of put things... This is the thing. Men have to sort of adjust, and women don't. Women don't have to become messier. Men have to get cleaner. You sort of can't go to your girlfriend and go, oh, babe, the bin. Can you get that pizza box out of the bin and put it back on the telly? You know, so I've had a lot of learning to do, yeah.
So it's called Sean 28.
Yes.
And is that...
You should know what that is.
Is that modelled on the Adele photo?
Yes!
Oh, so it's like the Adele album.
Yeah, there's a picture I've got of Sean just... Are you wearing mascara there, Sean?
That's because Adele does.
Yeah,
I'm not...
I know, yeah, that's fine. It's kind of got his hand to his head and closed his eyes, like the famous Adele album cover. I like it.
At the beginning of the show, there's a sort of four-minute video. You know the those X Factor sob story videos?
Yeah.
So I've done that. It's got Adele's music on, and I talk about how difficult it was. You know, I lost my mum when I was six, but it was all right. So she was in the garden.
Excellent. Have you ever been to a show here in Edinburgh? How many times have you been?
It's my seventh.
Right. Have you ever been to a show and then really wished you hadn't? Other shows, because there are good and bad, aren't there?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bad.
Yeah.
There's good as well. But yeah, I mean, I've been to loads of shows.
Yeah.
Where, you just sit in the back, cap down, fall asleep.
It is like sifting for gold here,
yeah.
Isn't it? Because there are so many shows. There's hundreds, if not
and
thousands
stars.
Of shows.
Every
right?
poster has 4 billion stars on them.
Yeah.
It's giving them no value at all.
Yeah. But do you ever get to go and explore sort of the free fringe? So all the shows that are free? Because people like yourself, right? You do get loads of advertising and you sell loads and loads of tickets.
But mainstream.
I mean, you don't go do your own flyering, do you?
No, not anymore. I've done the free fringe. Mm. It's like 7 years ago, I was part of a show called GCSE Revision. But it took us 3 weeks to realise that we had spelt GCSE wrong. So we're handing out flyers that said GCSE Revision. And it's hard. Those acts, you know, it's hard. Standing out there for hours in the rain, trying to get flyering people, and that. All those people are bored of it. They've been flyed all day.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them.
It's true. When you walk down, like, the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, literally, you get stopped so much. Everyone's got a flyer in the hand and they want you to come to their show. But there's loads of great stuff on, but there is some stuff from people that are just starting out, maybe, because anyone can put a show on, can't they?
Yeah, you can be completely insane and allowed to put on a show.
Brilliant.
How do you decide what's a good show and what's not?
I would know, because it is weird. You can turn up at a show and know nothing about it, and you just sort of get involved because the flyer looks good or someone's managed to sell it to you in a good way.
Mm.
What do I like? I kind of like just a weird experience. Does that make any sense?
What, like, so not a standard stand-up comedy?
Yeah,
appearance.
No offence, Sean.
Like, brilliant.
Because I think for stand-up,
right.
You've got to be, you know, really good to be able to do that to a massive crowd like yourself. But I like the people that are just experimenting and doing weird stuff, and you go into...
Go to a Wetherspoons. Friday night, you'll have a great time.
Some of the shows aren't dissimilar to that kind of 3 o'clock
not.
In the morning. Yeah.
Remember that really fat drag queen we had on one of the shows who sat on sat on Joey Essex's knee?
Yeah.
That really confused him, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was brilliant. That was a perfect example, though. She was called Le Gâteau Chocolat.
That's the one, yeah.
She was awesome. That's the kind of thing I think you like.
Mm.
Bit of cabaret. Now, we're doing a performance tonight with Matthew Lewis, who's the actor from Harry Potter. It's quite late, so people will have had a drink. What are your tips for the rude hecklers that we're probably going to get?
I would say don't have a drink. Don't sort of try and catch up with them.
Right.
You know, that's the best thing you've got is the fact that you've not had a drink, so you can be quicker than them.
That's an interesting view.
Yeah. No,
we were going to do that.
We were thinking the opposite.
You're going to get hammered.
No, just maybe one or two before the show, just, you know, for nerves.
All right, okay. Well, see how it goes.
Okay, oh, God.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right. Mm. I think we should trust him.
Yeah. No. Don't. Otherwise... Otherwise, they're going to destroy you. I hope they destroy you.
Should you ignore hecklers, or should you...
That'd be amazing! Just what a great way to deal with it!
Like
I didn't hear that.
Like it's not happening.
Yeah, I'm just going to ignore you, actually. Yeah, okay? Break some...
Is that not the professional way to do it?
No, that's not... No, I think you've got to try and sort of destroy them.
Yeah, right. We're not going to be good at that.
I'll give it a go.
Oh, God.
Although I don't want to encourage anyone to heckle at tonight's show.
No, that's bad.
I got sort of threatened up here this month because in that video that I mentioned, I have a little... It's just a joke. But I have a tiny, tiny little pop at Middlesbrough. And it's just a joke.
Yeah. It's a lovely place.
And one of the members of the audience was from Middlesbrough and really didn't take a liking to the joke and threatened to come up on stage and hit me. And he was a big, massive, bald geezer.
What, he actually shouted that out?
Oh, he's gonna! Oh, he was up. He stood up. He was out of his chair, and he had moved towards me in the room, and was going to go for it. And I just sort of had to.
What did you do? How did you answer back?
I went, sorry. Are you from Middlesbrough? And he went, yeah. And I went, look. I'm sorry. Not about the joke in the video. Just the fact that you're from Middlesbrough.
That made him even more angry.
Not again.
I know.
Do you have security?
No, I don't need it with these guns.
So, are you performing tonight?
No, actually, tonight's my day off.
Okay.
But thank you for attempting to plug it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, cheers.
I've got it here. It's 13th to the 17th and the 20th to the 22nd.
Brilliant. Every night at 9:20, apart from tonight, where I will be resting.
Okay. And what, like, obviously, how many weeks are you here for? 2 or 3 weeks?
The whole thing, really. Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah, the whole thing.
So when you are resting, like, is that... Because I've spoken to people who've been up here for a while, and they are broken, because it's a lot of late nights.
I am broken.
Are you broken?
I'm so broken, I want to cry. I want to go home. It's too much.
But on the day off, will it be going out and seeing people and drinking again, or is it literally just staying in your flat and cordoning yourself off from the rest of the world, i.e. Edinburgh?
This is slightly embarrassing. I shouldn't admit it over the radio, especially with the sort of reputation I have. But after this, I'm actually off to a spa to get a head massage.
Oh, are you? Wow.
I've turned into that guy.
That is brilliant.
Just to escape. It's too much, this.
Yeah.
All those posters, faces looking at you.
But this is the thing. This is a festival. You're the kind of bloke who goes glamping, aren't you? That's the difference here. You're one of those.
So what? I've had some big ones to make up for the head massage. Don't you worry.
That's right.
I've been kicked out of several bars already.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, thank you very much for coming by today. I like it that you thought that Sean was part of the late night show that we're doing tonight. I was like, what? It's my day off.
I thought I was getting terrified. Involved.
No, not at all. No. I won't be there to see you get destroyed by hecklers.
You'll be having a hot stone massage by then. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for coming by. The Scott Mills Daily. Cheryl Cole.
We're still doing that, are we?
And Crazy Stupid Love on BBC Radio 1. The awkward thing is, one of our bosses is here today, and as I was playing this... just crunched his face up. Obviously he hates it.
It's weird because normally he sits in an
office. Say it to my face. Say it to my face.
Normally he sits in an office away from us, but today he's sitting right in front of us.
So you can see everything that you say that he doesn't like, it just grimaces.
Except for now, he's just walked out. That's why we're talking about him.
That's right. Yeah. That was Cheryl Cole on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. You all right?
I'm good. I'm having such a good time today. it's good. Really good fun, but it feels like this is going so quickly.
The show is going so fast today. Thank you very much to Sean Walsh for coming in. What we've also forgotten about is right after we finish the show at 4:15 this afternoon, there's going to be some kind of Piers Morgan-style interview where you're interviewing me.
Yeah.
Now, this is not going to be live on the radio. Obviously, Greg's going to be here at 4, but we will have highlights if they're broadcastable tomorrow on the show.
So, yeah, this was an idea that I was approached with in the pub, thought it would be a good idea. Said yes to it, and it now seems to be a thing that's happening at the Edinburgh Fringe.
But I don't know anything about what you're going to ask me.
No.
Apparently there's some clips from my past.
Yeah, so it's exactly as you said. So imagine that I'm Piers Morgan. I'm going to do my best to really take it as serious as he would. And my aim
Piers.
With this... Is it?
Piers, not Piers.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My aim is to make you cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's...
Because they do always cry on that, don't they?
Yeah, the real goal here would be you crying.
Okay. And how long is it? An hour? An hour?
I think less than that. I think about 45 minutes.
Still ages.
Half hour, 45 minutes. But it will be good. And hopefully there'll be some highlights for tomorrow.
It's being billed as really getting behind Scott Mills, the man, the myth, the legend, the teeth.
Yeah, I did all the wording for it.
Awesome. So that's going to be later on today. Are we doing it in that blue tent?
It's
massive,
it's,
that tent.
But it's fully booked as well. Do you know what?
Why?
It was a bit of a joke signing up to it, but then they said, and we're going to do it in this venue. I genuinely didn't think many people would really want to come.
What idiot applied for tickets to this?
They've done some really high-profile talks in there. Generally, it's a really highbrow professional broadcasters, no offence.
Hello.
And you know, really old school comedians, but the best of Radio 4, and they sit there.
Highly qualified broadcaster, Chris.
I know, but they sit there in front of each other and talk in a very intellectual way.
Yeah, it's not for us.
And then it's us.
Yeah,
and then we're on, and that's an amazing thing.
To be fair, though, I've seen people in there asleep. So it's not that exciting, is it, for them?
But
it's very serious and that, but there are people actually asleep in there.
Yeah, but try and big it up, because people are coming along to it.
No, it's going to be good. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but I just don't know what to expect. But then you don't know what to expect from the late night show tonight, because I haven't told you anything.
True. But what will be great about the Q&A thing is hopefully tomorrow, because my plan is to really delve into your life throughout this Q&A thing. So hopefully lots of people here will learn about it, and then we can play out some highlights tomorrow, which should be massively cringe for you.
Excellent.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. We're in our little porter cabin at the Edinburgh Festival in the BBC area on Potter Row. Lisa's just been on Twitter saying, me and my mate Fiona are getting ready to see Scott Mills with Chris Stark in conversation. I've got my hankies at the ready. Hashtag excited. Yeah, it's Chris's aim to make me cry. So this is not going to be on air this afternoon. It's happening in this big blue tent right next to us in Edinburgh at the festival. For some reason, I've agreed to it. Chris heard about it in the pub and said yes. It's happening at 4:15. We'll bring you highlights, the bits that we can play on the show tomorrow.
It's really exciting because I've written out a few questions.
I don't know what to expect. I actually really am nervous now.
What I've written in the script here, we'll be looking into the life, the music and the lovers behind the great man Scott Mills.
The lovers?
Which I just think it's going to be a fascinating insight into your life.
Right, can you give me one of the questions, just so I know.
Well, there's a mixture, because there's obviously, you know, we want to delve into some of the fun stuff, but also, because I want to try to be like Piers Morgan, I've tried to word it in a really professional way.
Okay. Have you got an intro or what?
Yeah. One of the questions here, was it that struggle as a child that fostered the craving for attention that you would later receive as a national broadcaster? that kind of thing, you know, hard hitting.
Right. That is quite hard.
But then there's also fun stuff, you know, like how much money to DJ Awake, that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, basically, we're going to get a real insight into your mind.
I'm really nervous.
And it could be great because I could end up with a TV show out of this, which would, you know, massive bonus.
I'm not. Also, like, how do I walk on? Like, are you going to introduce me or what's going to happen?
That's a really good point because, you know, I've kind of been left to it, but I didn't really think about walk-on music for you. So any ideas would be massively welcome.
81199.
Have you got any suggestions? What would you like?
Well, no, because you'll do really stereotypical ones.
It's true. Maybe you shouldn't decide. So if anyone out there would like to decide what walk-on music I
also not
for Scott,
stereotypical ones, please. Like, we're doing something serious here. It's a serious conversation. I mean, conversation with
something
Chris.
Funny might be good.
Let us know. Or tweet at BBC R1. So this is happening at 4:15 this afternoon. Then tonight, it's the big...
Casual siren there.
It's the comedy show with Alice Levine, hosted by Alice Levine, who's here. Hi. And it's 10 o'clock on the BBC Red Button, on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, and at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Loads of brilliant, brilliant, brilliant young comedians. And our show featuring Matthew Lewis and Chris. They haven't seen the script. It's going to be amazing. More casual sirens there.
Sounds quite good with the song.
Sounds quite good.
In the mix. Yeah.
It's Rizzle Kicks. We're at the Edinburgh Festival on Radio 1.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Real or No Real's coming up with Alice at 3:40. Are there any good suggestions for music that I can walk on to?
Neil suggests Don't Stop Believing. You know, the Glee version, which could be good.
Someone says Sadossa Bish Bash Bosh.
Again, a great shout. I think my favourite so far is from Bex in Huddersfield, who says, R. Kelly, the world's greatest. I think that's...
Oh, yeah, that's quite David Brent. I like it.
That could be a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll go with that.
I'm that star up in the sky. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
That's perfect for
you. Isn't it? Okay. Have you got that on your generic fruit-based phone there?
I think I have, actually, yeah.
Of course you have. Why would you not have all of R. Kelly?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine's here. Oh, hello.
I was enjoying that.
I know. He's waving your hands in the air.
Quite
there.
Quite romantic, wasn't
I just
it?
I don't care. It's 20 to 4.
Not true.
And we are at the Edinburgh Festival. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm loving it. I've kind of just arrived, so yeah. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Got a nice big blue tent out there.
Are you excited for tonight?
Well, it's kind of turned into my one-woman show, which I'm slightly nervous about.
I know, Phil Taggart, such a sickly child.
I know.
He's at home off of being ill from his Thailand
trip. From his travels. Well, he's never travelled that far, so I don't think he understood jet lag yet.
I don't think his Irish bones could cope.
It's a long old flight.
It's just you today.
Well, you guys are still going to come, aren't you?
Yeah. We can be like, we can be your hype guys if you want.
Can we do that? Can I be your warm-up person? Are you up for this, Scott? Like, we go on before. Yeah. Like, 9:45 or something like that. And start.
I love that we stressed that you were given 10 minutes and this is just your way of like muscling in and building your part.
Well, we're here now, so we feel like we might as well do as much
as we
can.
You've got a 2-hour show. I mean, come on. Yeah, all right, we'll work something out. Yeah, I'd quite like a bit of hyping.
I also forgot that tonight, if you watch this on the red button, 10 o'clock, we're doing our 10-minute bit with Matthew Lewis, which I have written the script for. Chris and Matthew don't know anything about it.
I was told it was Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert.
No,
so
it's not
I've
him.
Been misled.
That would be ledge.
If we were doing it with Martin Lewis off of Money Saving.
I bet there's loads of fan fiction about Martin Lewis.
I bet there is. But also, we're playing some smooth R&B flavours on your show tonight.
So what's it called? Songs to Lie
Songs
Down To?
Songs to Lie Down To.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's what it's called.
I heard you call it something else the other day.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to say that.
Okay, cool.
So a bit of R. Kelly probably in there.
Yes.
A bit of Ginuwine.
This has kind of become your USP. People know you for this now. Mm. Sexy songs.
Yeah.
I've chosen some of the songs for tonight and I've picked some of the best from the bedroom parties that you've put on in the past.
Yes.
Is Usher in there?
There is one Usher one, yeah, Climax. But I've put that on the reserve list for now because there's a couple that are much better.
It's going to be great tonight.
Just I feel like you guys go all out on this bit because you're like, not our show, not our fault, here we go.
It's quite rude.
Oh, yes.
And so is the Matthew Lewis bit tonight.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about that bit.
It's all fine. 10 o'clock, red button, let's play Real or No Real. Okay. Today, the Real or No Real facts are all shows happening at the Edinburgh Festival. Or are they? Mm. Let's go.
You'll Have to Forgive Me by Brian LaBelle, in which an audience of one is invited into Brian's bed to watch an episode of Sex and the City and engage in intellectual conversation.
So it's a show where Brian invites a member of the audience to hop in bed with him and then they watch an episode of Sex and the City.
That is classic Brian.
And I know, what's he like? And just generally talk about, I don't know, the Louboutins that are happening on the screen.
What a funny show. You see, I'm really not into Sex and the City, but this actually makes it sound quite appealing.
Would you go to bed with Brian?
Not like that. I just mean it sounds like a good gimmick going to a show where you end up in a bed.
Yeah, I think it's a ploy. Oh, hello, Madonna. It's just my show, actually. Just hop on.
I'm a comedian. Take your clothes off.
Is this why you did that for the bedroom party as well?
Yeah, our gimmicks come sit on the bed with me. Mm. Yeah, I was very lonely.
If Brian invited you into the bed, because it's a show, to watch Sex and the City, would you go, Levine?
Am I being really stupid? Do I know who Brian LaBelle is?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, right. I feel a bit uneasy. Brian LaBelle sounds like a really old name. Is he like an octogenarian? How old is he?
I don't know.
Can I see a picture before I agree, please?
We don't know.
Yeah. All right.
It might not even be real.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I forgot where I was
real
for a sec.
No,
I forgot the game.
Yeah.
Do we think this is a real show?
I think it's quite a good idea. It's quite GCSE drama, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's quite cheap.
Yeah,
exactly. And also, like Sex and the City on VHS, you can pick those up 10 a penny.
Yeah,
so
you can. A whole box set now is like 5 quid.
Seriously. I would probably say it might be real, knowing Brian.
I don't think this can be real because I think everyone here at the Fringe do have aspirations of, you know, being able to sell out arenas at some point, and this would not work. You, I
no,
mean, you
no,
need
no.
one
have
massive
bed. Have
you
seen some of the stuff on the Royal Mile? They do not want to sell out a bloody arena.
No, true.
They just want their parents' tops to come. They'd be happy with 3 people.
Yeah. I'm gonna say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes.
Just you and Brian in a bed. And it was on the 7th of August at the Forest Fringe.
Oh, so we missed it.
Is that one a Forest Fringe? What's that? Anyway, not spotted that yet. And next,
Simon Munnery's Conceptual Restaurant, in which Simon hosts a restaurant without food, where all the dishes exist only as ideas.
Oh, what a great idea.
See, this is right up your street.
I would love that. I've got a very powerful mind, Alice.
Don't I know it, yeah.
So when I imagine something that I can somehow, I've managed to work it so I can connect my brain so I don't actually have to physically be eating something, but I can eat it with my eyes.
It's a great diet tip.
Is it like that bit in Hook where they have to imagine it and then they're like, Rufio, who? Yeah, but you know that bit where they like scrape all the food up and then it becomes real. It's quite an old film, granted, but
no one's ever called you out on this, right? But that's really weird.
It's not really weird.
It's really weird. No one does it apart from you.
So when I'm bored on a train, what I'll do is
this happened yesterday on the train.
I'll imagine food. and then I can sort of eat it without having to eat it. I know this sounds crazy.
It's really weird. I would not entertain this.
X-Man stuff.
Also, let's also tell people about your view on celebrity restaurants, celebrity chefs. So we're walking past, you know that one that's like, what me? Who's got a lot of Italian restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
That celebrity chef. He thinks it's outrageous that the chef actually isn't in there cooking the food.
What, travelling around the UK? So he's in the Manchester one, then the Dundee one, then the London one.
He thinks that Gordon Ramsay should be in all of his restaurants worldwide cooking. Otherwise, why are you going there?
Yeah. What is the point of having a celebrity chef's name on the door if the chef isn't even there? You're going to a restaurant where the chef, you're paying a lot of money to see that chef. He's not actually there. It's ridiculous.
You
it's
can
like,
understand the logistics though, Chris, surely.
It is like paying to go to a One Direction concert.
And
but One Direction
there.
Aren't there.
And
it's
they've
just
outsourced it.
It's just someone they recommend.
A band that One Direction have approved.
But it's not just any old person. It's not someone who's gone like, oh, I can make quite a good scrambled egg. He's got like a really good chef in there.
No, it's a Gordon Ramsay lookalike, if it is Gordon Ramsay.
We were talking about this for 2 hours yesterday on the train. I was like, what
while he's eating
it,
his roast dinner that's not there.
What part of it don't you get? The celebrity chef doesn't have to be there.
I'm saying he should be there. I'm saying why would you go to a Gordon Ramsay or any chef, right? He owns a
Rick
restaurant.
Stein.
Yeah, take Rick Stein, right? Why are you going to a Rick Stein cookalike? Do you know what I mean? It's someone who's pretending to cook like Rick Stein.
Right, you're really weird.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, is Simon Munnery's conceptual restaurant on where there's no dishes, but they only exist as ideas? Is that on right now at the Edinburgh Festival?
It's too pretentious.
Or has it ever been on?
And I like pretension, and that's too pretentious.
Okay.
I really like the idea. I'm going to say real.
Okay, thank you for your comments. That's very, sure. That's very polite.
Real or no real, Alice?
I think that's no real.
That one. He's real.
Yes. Oh,
yep. Sadly, Chris, it was on last year at the Fringe, but Simon, he's back this year reading works of Danish philosophy. Yawn. And next,
All Terrier Motive by the stars of the Commonwealth Games, in which the dogs who starred in the opening ceremony for the Commonwealth Games are made available for hire to parade with you around the city centre wearing a small jacket with your name on.
That's such an Edinburgh show, isn't it?
There's so much detail in there. I need to break that down somehow.
It's too much detail.
Basically, it's called All Terrier Motive. And you know the dogs that performed on the amazing Commonwealth Games opening ceremony?
How could I forget?
With John Barrowman.
I think we'll
not the same
all
time.
Remember where we were that day.
Absolutely. I mean, how could you forget Barrowman? But anyway, they're now available to hire. You know the ones that... So you can literally walk around the city centre, up the Royal Mile in Edinburgh with one of these Commonwealth dogs.
What, and they know good places to go?
I don't know whether they're like tour guides.
Right, okay.
But they do wear like a small jacket with your name on to make you feel well special. And it's like your own little piece of the Commonwealth Games for yourself.
Right.
But that's not a show, is it? That's just rent a dog.
Yeah.
But it is a show. I mean, it could be a show, though.
I don't see.
Isn't
I think
a website
this is no
called
real.
That, like, lookaftermydog.com or something, where you can, like, babysit somebody else's dog? Is it that?
There's Rent a Friend. I've been on that before.
You've been on that, have you?
You can rent someone for like an event or whatever.
Oh, well, thanks for that. I didn't ask.
Just saying.
A bit weird.
So is All Terrier Motive a show or not?
No,
I
real.
I don't care about that anymore. I want to know about your rent a friend.
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, but it so should be real.
You can make millions.
And finally,
The Human Loire by Michael Brunstrom, in which Michael performs the works of medieval author Geoffrey Chaucer while filling his trousers with breakfast cereal.
You're appealing to two worlds there, aren't you?
Alice, would you like to see this show? I'm not sure it's for me.
It's highbrow, it's lowbrow. Like a bit of Chaucer. I don't actually, I only know Canterbury Tales, that's all I know.
I didn't quite understand.
Impressed. It's, look at Scott Mills' face, impressed.
What did you say it was? It was something with cereal. What's he doing with the cereal?
So basically, Michael is performing the works of an author called Chaucer, who's a medieval
Chaucer.
Author.
Chaucer.
Chaucer.
Even I know
the
that.
Late great Chaucer there.
Yes, he's performing Chaucer.
While filling his trousers with breakfast cereal.
With cereal, I mean cereal.
Yeah.
Chaucer.
Seriously.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay. So real or no real? Also, I want to know what cereal it is. Because like some are harder to fit in than others.
Lucky Charms?
Again, you're sounding really weird, this real or no real. It's all getting a bit first hand.
Special K, ow.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Muesli.
Oh, a granola.
Ow.
Ooh.
Cereal and Chaucer. I think no real.
Shut it.
No real.
All right. What? Sorry, I'm not listening to
no
you.
No real. Yes? Alice.
I think no real.
That one is real.
Oh, Lord.
What a shame.
Love Chaucer. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20. Alice got 10.
Oh.
Got it. Never mind, eh? So, 10 o'clock tonight, Alice Levine, her one-woman show. Are there any dirty jokes that you're going to do?
Well, I think you're doing all of them for everyone. I don't
are you
need
doing
anymore.
A routine?
A routine?
Yeah. Like, are you going to do like comedy?
Well, here's the thing. We've invited everybody to come see you guys. And of course, Martin Lewis, Money Saving Expert. But actually, they'll then be trapped and I'll do my 2-hour autobiographical one woman show. Brilliant. I think that's the idea. I've also just Googled Brian LaBelle, and yes, I would go into bed with him, yeah.
You would. Okay, good.
Without sounding like a perv, what are you going to be wearing? Is it like a full ball gown kind of thing? Or
It's not Cilla Black.
It's not an audience with. It's not going to be like loads of famos in the audience. Like, oh, and my friend on the front row. What will I wear? I don't know.
I love those where they ask them questions. Oh, here's my friend Craig Revel Horwood.
Oh, God.
Okay, 10 o'clock tonight on the Red Button, Alice Levine's comedy show.
Wow, thanks for selling it so hard.
With actual comedians as well, not just her.
Exactly, and you guys.
Yeah.
Don't let me down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills from Edinburgh. Alice Levine, what are you planning to do with your afternoon? Do you want to come and see me in conversation with him?
Well, I've just been invited, yeah. I didn't know if everyone would be bothered in the room, but apparently everyone's going, so...
Yes.
No offence, obviously.
Obviously. That wasn't... I think you'll find it's fully booked, actually.
I've heard sold out, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We might be able to squeeze you in.
Sold out, because it's not... I mean, people didn't pay any money for the tickets, so if it's rubbish, that's fine. So this is happening off air while Greg James is on at 4:15. We'll have a little break. I might go to the loo, and then it's I'll treat myself. And then Chris is interviewing me, Piers Morgan
style.
I'm so
coming, and I'm going to sit front row. We're going to
do it. No, don't sit on the front row. That'll really put me off.
Is it audience participation?
Yeah, there will be if you're there.
Yeah, all right. We'll do it audience with style.
I'm getting loads of tweets from people who are like sat like below where we are right now waiting to go in. I'm really scared.
It's going to be fun. Then we'll play out some highlights tomorrow.
Right. And then it's all about 10 o'clock tonight with Alice. Loads of brilliant, brilliant, brilliant comedians who are on here in Edinburgh. And then our 10-minute Too Hot for Daytime segment with Matthew Lewis.
Watch it. You can actually watch it with your eyes.
Yeah, you can watch it with your actual eyes on the BBC Red Button, on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, or by going to the website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Not only that, our 10-minute slot, loads of comedians, and to wind things down, we will be doing that section, yeah. Which is songs to lie down to.
People should put reminders in their phones.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
It's sassy if you've never heard Chris and Scott set before. It's
pretty good.
It's sexy.
There's some smooth grooves. That's tonight from 10 o'clock. Watch it on the Red Button. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.